Hello.
Hi, is this Joanne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Health Care Agency Family First Care in regards to Dwayne Horton.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to reach out. So I know that you spoke to my coworker, Jasmine, about getting him services. I work as an enrollment specialist for our home care agency for long-term support or long-term care. So through Medicaid, if you guys were interested in that or if you had any questions, I just wanted to follow up.
Well, I don't have any questions at this present time.
Okay.
But we're waiting. They said that he was approved from the medical standpoint, but
okay.
I guess the financial part, we're waiting, and I don't know if someone is going to come out to assess them or whatever. So I called the number they gave me yesterday.
Got it. And that's how you got to us.
Yes. That I guess your agency gave me the call. I did call, but they really couldn't give me no answers, and they weren't there.
Yeah. Okay, so that would be the broker. Now, with the financial portion, you can reach out to, I have a contact at Bucks County Assistance Office, and you can contact, they're kind of like a liaison, or like they resolve issues with long-term care or long-term support applications at the county. They can definitely point you in the direction of his caseworker, and then that way you can have a direct contact to his case about what he's missing financially, and then you have somebody to hand it into.
I think they received everything because it's just straightforward. Yeah, he doesn't have any assets, and he only gets probably not even $1,000 a month, so he should qualify for whatever.
Yeah. They will look at income resources. So whatever he listed during that first appointment is what he's going to have to show proof of. So again, if he gets Social Security, disability, anything like that, they'll want to see an award letter. Does he get that directly onto an access card?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then did they tell you that you only have to show the first couple bank statements?
I don't know, because his son is who
handle that.
Got it started. So I don't know. So do you have, when you say Bucks County Assistance Office, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So is it a number?
Yes. So I have a direct contact in there. It is, they're called an ombudsman, and they're basically like a liaison, again, resolving issues with long-term care cases, but I always advise patients to call in and just to inquire who the caseworker is so they can have a point of contact in there. They'll be able to look at the case, let you know what he's missing, what they have, all of that stuff.
Okay. So is it a number?
Yeah. So the person's, the person's name is Joe Flynn.
Okay.
And his direct line is
215-781. Okay.
3232.
Okay. Because I'm trying to get this ball rolling because he needs some help.
You could call Joe, ask him who the caseworker is. You could say, I got this number from a home care agency as a direct contact in, but I just wanted to contact and see who the caseworker is. That way you're able to stay on top of the application and communicate.
Right. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. And then
family first. And who am I speaking with?
This is Allison.
Allison, because I spoke yesterday
to Jasmine.
So Allison, what's your telephone number?
Yep. It's 267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Okay.
7421.
Okay. And my son is, he wants my son to be the person that does the care. So she said that he would need a physical. He may already have one, and also a PPD, right? So because I'm trying to.
He doesn't need a physical. He just needs the PPD.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So if he gets that, he could get it done at any urgent care, anything. That's the most pressing thing. It is a non-skilled program, so that's why they're able to have like a family member friend take care of them. But there's no orientation, training, anything like that.
Okay. Do you have any type of sign-on bonus or anything like that?
We do. We offer a lower sign-on bonus, though, than most agencies because we do pay time and a half weekly. So we pay time and a half for anything over 40. That way we're able to give more weekly rather than the one-time bonus, but we do offer $200 sign-on bonus.
Okay. And some people offer benefits. Do you offer any type of benefits?
We do. We offer health insurance options for caregivers.
Okay. And they would have to pay.
We have different MEC plans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they can choose from.
Okay. So as soon as I find out the financial or whatever it is that can say go, then I'll, reach back out.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have any questions, let me know, because that's my job here at the agency. Jasmine takes in the referral. She'll add it to my sheet if they're applying for the waiver. But just so I can reach out to you and explain that, again, I'm an enrollment specialist. So any questions you have on the application, where to go, who to contact, you can always call me.
And the hourly rate, she said she really couldn't give it to me. I guess it depends on the hours, but is there a range from low to a high? Can you get that?
Range? A lot of agencies offer between 14 and 15. That's what we offer for the average of 40 hours. And then again, it goes into if they pay time and a half, flat rate, weekly, all of that stuff.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So
do you have any other questions like that?
No, just this is my first time having to deal with like a family member. So
of course.
I'm just trying to gather all the information I can that way.
Of course. Yeah, if you have any other questions, you can text me, call me at this direct line.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.